Oh, wow. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ketanji Jackson Brown, she says that the First Amendment is holding back the government. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. So yesterday, I didn't even know what was going on. The Supreme Court was taking up the case about our First Amendment rights. This is happening in the year 2024. Why does the Supreme Court have to take up a case talking about our freedom of speech? That's one thing I'm happy about here on Lindell TV, that I get to say whatever it is I want to say. Now, you know, I'm always respectful. I don't curse sometimes, and I do apologize every time. Sometimes I play a video and it might be an enhanced language in there, and I do apologize for that, but I never personally have to curse. Now, I'm not like condemning people that use curse words or enhanced language, because I believe everyone has freedom of speech. You get to say things that I don't want to say. You get to say things that I don't care for. You get to say and think opposite of me. That's what it means to live in a free society. But when you listen to the Democrats, they don't want anyone to think other than the way they tell you to think. The Democrats are on this move to try to call everything hate speech they don't like. So, for example, if I come on here and I tell you that men cannot get pregnant, oh, that's completely hateful, goes against community standards. How dare you? Or if I say that a man going into the girls' locker room should not be allowed, how dare you? You're now a transphobic. That is hateful. They don't want you to say anything that goes against their stupidity, their insanity, their demonic ways. The very fact that the Supreme Court in the year 2024 is taking up a case about free speech tells us the direction the country's going in. It's not pretty. We should already have it established that no one should have their freedom of speech hindered. No one. But yet it's happening. And now you have the federal government using the big tech companies as a proxy to censor the American people. We see it all the time. And now that's what's being discussed at the Supreme Court. Can the federal government go to the big tech companies and tell the big tech companies what to censor on the platforms? And then turn around and say, well, it's not actually the government censoring people. The government is only making suggestions on what you should block on social media. For example, like COVID. I remember when COVID first started and I would do these videos on Fascist Book when I was on there. And I would do videos sometimes for 4 hours long talking about COVID because no one was going to work. Everybody was locked down. All I had was my camera, and I would talk to people that way. And I can remember sometimes I would have 16,000 people tuning in for that 4-hour time period. It was pretty wild. But the thing was, we didn't know what was going on. We could talk about COVID all day long. Nothing was happening. But then the federal government came along. This was after President Trump, of course. Because this is one thing about the whole COVID, really quick, if I can, with free speech. President Trump was Operation Warp Speed because he wanted to give people an option. There's a lot of people today that call themselves conservatives that are highly upset with President Trump because he did Operation Warp Speed. President Trump, like most of us, didn't really understand what was happening because it never happened in the world before. But President Trump wanted to rise to the occasion. And there's people right now, conservatives, that are upset with President Trump. And it's not the fact that President Trump was forcing anyone to get the vaccine, because President Trump never did that. President Trump wanted to have an option, which we all should have. an option. Not a single time did he force anybody. What they did, the Democrats, they took President Trump's Warp Speed and then they weaponized it against the American people. For some reason, there's a lot of people that leave that part out and they talk about Trump. It's the Democrats that weaponized it. They weaponized everything. Which brings us to the free speech part about all of this. Because of the free speech, we, you and I, many people, even doctors, credible doctors, were going on social media talking about the COVID, talking about ivermectin, talking about hydrochloroquine, talking about drinking different teas, talking about different things that helped them get through the whole episode of COVID. People that were talking about everything other than injecting your body, here's my free speech coming in, poison, everyone who was rejecting it got banned. As I mentioned many times on here, I had a YouTube channel that had 112,000 followers. It was over 100,000 followers on YouTube, over 112,000. Almost hit 115,000, then they started removing people. But they removed my channel because I talked about COVID. I didn't even really talk about it in a bad light or a good light. I just talked about what the left was using it for, how they were weaponizing it against us. So they deleted my channel and said that I was putting out medical disinformation, which I've never claimed to be a doctor, which is pretty insane. Before I get to some of this stuff that where Ketanji Brown Jackson is saying that the First Amendment is holding the federal government back, which I never thought anyone sitting on the Supreme Court would ever utter those words, but she actually says it. She actually, her actual words is, she said the First Amendment is hamstringing the government. Same thing, basically holding the government back from implementing the tyranny that they want to do. Let me share this with you before I get to that, though. This is about people in the United States of America voting. This is about the black community voting. A lot of the Democrats will tell you right now that the black community is not leaving the Democrat plantation, which is a total lie. There's so many people that are leaving the Democrat plantation. People are waking up. People are tired of being lied to constantly, and they see right through it now because they're being directly affected. In all the neighborhoods, especially in the black community, they bring all these illegal immigrants in. And a lot of these black neighborhoods, mind you, were the same neighborhoods that were kicking and screaming, talking about they want reparations. The Democrats will put that out there, will plant that seed and say, hey, you're going to get reparations, but they will never give it any water. No green water for the reparation seed that they were planting in the black neighborhood. What did they do instead? They bring in illegals and all the money that they thought that black people thought was coming to them went straight to the illegals. And now they're angry. Look at this first clip that I have for you on MSDNC, where the two black males here, of course, and the host is asking this other gentleman, if you can call him a gentleman, about black people and the Democrat Party. Listen.
Can't have you here without asking you about this. All this ink that's been spilled about it, about the fact that President Biden is losing black support, losing support among black Americans. Do you believe you guys do internal polling? Are you losing black folks?
Look, what I would say is that no, we're not. But we have to continue to make sure that we're reaching out to these voters. It's been the number one thing on our mind.
Can't have you here without.
He says it's been the number one thing on their mind. He says, no, we're not. I can, you know what? I've shown and I've seen video after video after video of black people saying that they used to support, they voted for Joe Biden, used to support the Democrat Party, and they're saying no more. No longer will I do it. And I would like to think that Will Johnson played a small role in that. Be really a blessing if I played a huge role in it, but I'll go as far as I hope and pray that I played a small role in all of the black people leaving the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party is not the party for the American people. It's not the party for anybody, regardless of your color, regardless of your complexion. Listen to this one. This one is out of Chicago. I told everybody that a lot of black people are kicking and screaming about all the illegals coming in, taking the resources from them. Split screen it. Here you're going to see a panel of black men on this panel, listening to this black woman complain about all of the illegals getting what she believes should come to her. Listen.
1980, which of course should have been changed a long time ago. So they bring them in. You wonder where the money coming from. They taking it. The COVID fund that was here, that money. You talking about the housing programs. So when people pay rents, all the rental programs, that money, all the programs that we have in the city of Chicago, they are bankrupting us. They are taking from all of these programs that we have and they're taking the money and they're funding the migrants. Our taxpayers, we've already paid $32 million out of our taxes to house and take care of the migrants thus far. Now, we already know the only ones who qualify to become citizens in asylum here from the starts of the, if they were here after August, they don't even qualify. But here we're going to be taking care of them for 5 to 7 years while there's paperwork floating on people's desk. And why? Send them home. Send them back. But Venezuela already said, we're not taking them back.
Now, I have to stop it really quick because I don't know how well you can see it. The black male with the black jacket on in the middle there, he's pointing at her, getting ready to ask her a question. She's going to kind of hesitate just for a second to answer the question, but then she answers the question and then he follows up with a statement. I'm going to try not to stop it. There's only a couple seconds left, but it's so good. Watch.
So now,
who did you vote for?
First of all, I have no problem with saying that I did vote for Biden because I was not voting. Okay. I did.
Okay,
but here it is.
Wait. That was a question. Okay. Now you answered it, right?
Okay.
This migrant influx that we're dealing with right now. This is your fault.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, let me say, hold on. First of all, let me.
It's good. It's your fault. It is absolutely. So basically, it's telling me that he didn't vote for Joe Biden.
Right.
He didn't vote for Joe Biden. He voted for President Trump. And there's so many people that are recognized. And I'm just wondering. I'm wondering, is she going to recognize it when she goes to vote this November? Is she going to still vote for the same people that's destroying her life and everybody else's life in Chicago? Or are they going to vote for President Trump? This election could be the biggest upset to the Democrat Party in American history. The biggest. And they're terrified of it actually happening that way. They're terrified of it actually turning out that way. I showed you the clip on MSDNC where they're saying that black people are not leaving the Democrat Party supporting Joe, which is a bald-faced lie. They have to say that on there to try to convince the black people that are watching not to leave. That's what they do. They always get black people to go retrieve the other black people that's leaving the Democrat Party. That's what they do. Constantly. We see it happen all the time. Okay, when we come back from this break, I'm going to start getting into this whole issue about free speech and why the Supreme Court is even taking it up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So let me remind you, remember when Jen Psaki was there, they created this disinformation board, the federal government. And the whole purpose of the disinformation board was to go to the big tech companies and regulate speech on the tech platforms. They felt so emboldened by them blocking free speech. They created this board right in front of everybody, on everybody's noses, and say, oh, look what we're doing. We're going onto these platforms and we're going to tell everybody what you can say and what you can't say. It became such a big outcry that they dismantled it, because even Democrats, they were like, wait a minute, this is going too far, because if the Republicans ever get control, then they'll be able to do what we're doing to them right now. So they shut it down. Or did they? I don't think they actually did shut it down. What I believe is all they did was remove the people that were being presented with it to the public. They removed them and they just moved it to a different location and had it still proceed forward. Listen to this clip to prove my point. What Karine Jean-Pierre was asked in a press conference, is the federal government still in communication with the big tech companies to censor the American people? That's the question. Let's see if Karine Jean-Pierre even actually answers the question.
The administration still have close contact with social media companies, and in specific, are there still communications about removing misinformation?
Look, I'm going to be, I know there is currently SCOTUS, well, I don't even know if it's happening right now, but there is this particular Missouri case. I'm going to be super mindful, super careful, and not to answer a question that is, adjacent to what's happening with this particular case. I don't have any conversations to speak to or to lay out to you about conversations with social media. Obviously, the president tries to communicate with Americans and meet them where they are. You see us do that pretty consistently. I just want to be super mindful as there is an ongoing case happening at this.
So why not just say, no, the federal government is still not in communications with social media to ban and block and censor the American people? Why can't she just simply say that? Because I guess she didn't have, wait a minute. Why can't she say that, Shannon? Because she doesn't have a problem lying about other things. She could just say that. Say, no, we're not in communication with big tech to censor the American
people. She has to pick her lie. So what's her lie today?
Right. I mean, I guess so. I guess this one's not
like
in the binder.
It's like pick your battle, pick your lie.
Pick your battle, pick your lie.
Right. For her.
Pick your battle, pick your lie. I don't know why she just didn't go ahead and lie and say, no, we're not in communication, because no one's going to buy it. Because they're still on Capitol Hill.
Listen.
And Facebook, they're still doing it. And Google/YouTube, they're still doing it.
I mean, even in the hearing yesterday, they literally talked about how they have meetings with big tech. We know they have meetings with Facebook often. That yes. even came out in the trial where Zuckerberg showed up.
Yes.
Right? So what are you having in these meetings? What is the purpose of them? We know there's only one purpose, right? It's not to talk about, oh, how can we make social media bigger? It's about how can we contain or police your platform? That's exactly what it is.
And they're saying they're doing it they're blocking information for your safety, everybody. That's the reason why they're doing it, because they have to block it for your safety. Because if someone goes out there and tells you that, you know, there's a UFO out there, that could be very harmful to you. So we have to block it to protect you. You know, your feelings and everything else comes into play. Like, you're not an adult. Like, you're not an adult to make the difference if you want to look at something or not, if you want to hear something or not. And a lot of it had to do with the COVID. That's what they were using. They used COVID to weaponize it against the American people in so many different ways, even when it came to the U.S. Constitution. So now you had Ketanji Brown Jackson say that the First Amendment is holding back the federal government. But before I get to her actually saying it, listen, this is what Joe Biden talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson in this clip. And he's saying that she's the most brightest person on the Supreme Court. Listen.
Together we put the first black woman on the United States Supreme Court. And I'm mildly prejudiced, but I think she's the brightest person on the court.
Oh, she's the brightest person on the court. Leave a split screen because I'm just going to go right to her. Because I know everyone has already seen this, but I want to go right to her where she's saying...
We're going
to
remind you how bright she is.
Remind you how bright she is, right? I'm going to remind you.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
Oh, she's not a biologist, so she can't tell you what a woman is. That's pretty disgusting, if you ask me. It's pretty despicable.
I mean, it's pretty elementary.
It really is.
You know, what is a cat? What is a dog? What is a woman? What is a man?
Well, give me the definition of a cat.
It's a feline, domesticated...
very good.
I don't know the scientific name for a cat. But
yeah, but you know the difference between a cat and a dog.
Yeah, and I know the difference between a lion and a domestic cat. I mean,
and you know the difference between a woman and a man.
I do.
There is a difference.
It's XX and XY, two different things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So here's the audio clip, because they never do video, but here's the audio clip with Ketanji Brown Jackson actually saying the First Amendment is actually holding back the federal government. Listen.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. I mean, what would...
Did everyone hear? Could you hear? Let me go back one more time, because I want to make sure that you heard her. I don't think there's ever been a person sitting on the Supreme Court who's ever uttered the words saying that the Supreme Court is hamstringing, or the First Amendment is hamstringing the government, basically saying that is holding back the government from implementing the tyranny that they want to implement onto the American people. That's what it's saying. That's what she's saying. Listen carefully.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. What would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country. And you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information.
Are you hearing this? She's actually saying it's the government's duty to make sure you are protected from someone hurting your feelings. That's what she's saying. The government should come in and protect your ears so you don't hear something that might upset you, or in this case, that you might hear from a doctor that is not pushing the same rhetoric that the CDC is pushing. So you have to silence that doctor. that has been in that physician, that field for probably 20, 30 plus years, but that doctor should not have a voice. No second opinion. You go along with the CDC, which personally, I believe, it's a personal opinion here, personal opinion. I believe the CDC is working with this World Economic Forum, working with these elitists, the globalists, to kill as many people in America as possible. That's just my personal opinion. Leave me a comment if you tell me that I'm wrong. If you think that I'm wrong, leave me a comment.
So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective. And you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
And Your Honor.
Really? So it gets cut off there. I don't understand. How did she get to this position? You know what? You know how she got to this position? Because Joe Biden and the Democrats, they all wanted her there. They found an opportunity. They got the loophole. They got it where they could put this woman that is not even for the Constitution. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Supreme Court, their whole purpose is to make sure that laws, when they come before them, that they adhere to the U.S. Constitution. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe my thinking in that is completely off the mark. And if you think so, let me know. Let me know. I do look in the comments. I'm looking in the comments right now on Rumble, and I look in the comments on frankspeech.com. I'm looking at the comments, especially when these videos are playing. I'm going to see if someone is leaving a comment. So tell me, am I wrong to think that the Supreme Court justices, every last one of them, from the beginning of the time, the existence, the creation of the Supreme Court in the United States of America, Is the Constitution supposed to be upheld by them? Is that their purpose, to make sure that our constitutional rights are not being hindered? But listening to her, she's saying that the government is being held back because of the First Amendment. That's the whole point of the First Amendment, to hold back the government and to prevent them from implementing tyranny onto the rest of us. But she doesn't care. Talking about in the name of safety. Y'all understand what I'm telling you? When the government comes to you and said that we're here to help, we're from the government and we're here to help. No, they're not. Ronald Reagan, he made that completely clear. Ronald Reagan, he told everybody about the government. You know what? I see Ronald Reagan. When I look back at some of the stuff with Ronald Reagan, he used to hit these liberals hard. He hit them hard. If Ronald Reagan was running for political office today in President Trump's place, they would be doing the same thing to Ronald Reagan that they're doing to Trump right now. You know that? Because he used to talk about these evil people on the left all the time. And liberalism, how they said it, Ronald Reagan talking about how liberalism would come into the country as they try to bring into something beautiful, and it's liberalism that is pure evil. We are seeing the downfall of the United States of America when you have the Supreme Court actually pushing to do away with the First Amendment, to do away with the Constitution. And it's someone like this that's going to push for it. We're going to be on a roller coaster, everybody. Get ready for the ride. Get ready.
It's about My Pillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite1.
Unite1. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite1. Use that promo code. You buy one of the My Pillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITE1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Hey, let me tell you about PamperWithGrace.com. Have you checked it out yet? PamperWithGrace.com. Now, I have my own personal experience, and it is actually something that I was not expecting to happen with me. When I first started taking this, I was taking it because it was talking about how it rejuvenates your dead skin cells and your hands and everything. And I have this real big problem with my hands peeling. Now, I don't know if y'all ever paid attention to it when I'm holding a wallet doing the hat ad that my producer wears sometimes, that you can see my hands, and I'm like, oh man, my hands are just peeling on there. So I started taking it for that. But I started noticing that I started having hair growth. And I'm like, this is really awesome. Because if you've been watching, I'm trying not to bring attention to myself, but like my hair on top of my head, I got a lot of hair. I have dreadlocks. I got a lot of hair, but the older I'm getting, I started noticing that my hair started thinning out some. And I'm like, what's going on? And all this head of hair, and I can start seeing it starting to thin out. Well, anyways, I started taking the elixir from PamperWithGrace.com, and my hair started filling back out. I'm like, I wasn't even thinking about that. Wasn't even expecting it. So it was a pleasant surprise because I'm like, I like my dreadlocks. I've had them for, 20 years now? So they're like a kind of a part of me. But Shannon, she had another experience that she wasn't expecting. And now, I want to show y'all something really quick before she goes. Okay, so here's the box.
Right.
Here's the box, right? And, you know, I would get the box and I would show y'all multiple times. Like, and I would open it up and I would show you the elixir inside. It's completely empty. The reason why it's empty is because there was one left in here and I was able to get it, but there was a couple more in here. I didn't get them. because my producer, she took them.
I took them. I can't run out of this stuff.
She took them. She said, nope. She said, it's keeping me from having hot flashes. And I said, yeah, but we don't have any more. And she just kind of got a little quiet.
There's
oh,
more
yeah,
on
we
the
don't
way.
Have any more. You don't have any more. She go like, I have some, but you don't.
I actually ordered some. But listen, guys, I'm so fascinated by the health benefits of this. And I want to show you this. So I did a little bit of research. The Elixir has three things. It has the Vericel collagen, the Astoril, it's called astaxanthin, and cat's claw. But I want to talk about the astaxanthin today. So here's some stuff about astaxanthin. Now, astaxanthin is a red pigment that belongs to a group of chemicals called carotenoids. Right? It occurs in certain algae and it causes the pink color in salmon. So it's an all-natural ingredient. And look at this. It's 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C. It's 800 times stronger than green tea catechins. It's 550 times stronger than vitamin E. Why your skin would be more moisturized. 75 times stronger than alpha lipoic acid, 40 times stronger than beta carotene. That's why people are seeing improvement with their eyesight. It's 17 times more potent than grapeseed extracts, and it suppresses DNA damage. So they've actually done tons of study on this. It's been one of the most studied ingredients. Studies have shown that it alleviates sore joints and muscles. It's anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, boosts your immune system, helps blood pressure, helps cardiovascular system, prevents cataracts, muscular degeneration, and glaucoma, people, and reduces lactic acid. So if you have problems with your GI tract or acid reflux, this is supposed to help with this. Now, I want to stay on this a little bit more because these are the studies that have been done on this. Brain health, 9 human
now,
clinical.
Now you're starting to get into Biden territory. I don't know why Biden's not taking any of this. Because right. Some of the stuff we were reading on this for your brain.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Because we see Joe Biden declining and I'm like, they should be feeding Joe
Biden.
And
I may not
this.
Get to all these today. We're going to do some more on this tomorrow. But brain activity, clinical trials says it prevents age-related decline of cognitive function, improves psychomotor function in elderly subjects, improves marker for dementia in middle-aged and senior subjects. It's helped people prevent dementia, improves cognitive function, helps decrease mental fatigue and depression. And going down here, skin well, there's been 12 human studies on your skin. It reduces fine lines, skin moisture, electricity, helps skin sagging, deterioration due to UV and other environmental factors. The clinical trials have also shown that it rejuvenates facial skin and improves skin conditions in all layers of the skin. So we're not just talking about the outer, we're talking from inside out. It is helping. Immune system. Well, there's been 5 human studies on it, 28 supporting preclinical trials. It says it improves a variety of immunity markers in subjects of only 2 mg per day in 8 weeks, increases the total number of antibody-producing B cells, leads to increased number of T cells, stimulates white blood cell counts. This is great. Significantly increases delay type hypersensitivity response, dramatically reduces DNA damages. I mean, Will, this stuff is so good for you. I'm overwhelmed with the different things that it does for you, right? Joint and tendon muscle support. Prevents muscle damage and inflammation in athletes. So this isn't just for old people. This is for all people that need just better health overall. It reduces pain and rheumatoid
Are you saying
arthritis.
It's not just for people like me?
Yeah.
Are you calling me old now?
Right. And rheumatoid arthritis, if you have arthritis sufferers out there, this is supposed to help.
This is like such an amazing thing. So, and the reason why I'm excited about it, because right. Like I said, I'm experiencing things that I didn't think that I would experience before. It is really awesome. And I just want to read real quick. Tans, how do you say that? What? Tans Knight, if I'm saying it right. I do apologize. I butcher names all the time. But the person, I'm assuming it's a female. She says, Will, I love, she go, I love your dreadlocks. The hairstyle is usually doesn't appeal to me, but your long hair is very stylish. I think they're very attractive on you, Will. So I'm assuming it's a lady. Thank you so much. And you know what? I like to keep them clean. I go to the gym every day and I wash my hair every day. Yeah. That's why I like, I wash my hair and I'm like looking and like, oh, it's kind of thinning out. So I want to, I keep my hair.
Yeah, but this is great stuff, everybody. Neat, so. We really want you to take advantage of this. Go to Pamper with Grace. Get your 30-day challenge. Yes,
do the box. Do the subscription, because right. it's cheaper. You can right. always, you can always end the subscription. You can always end it, but save some money.
And I'm gonna talk more about this.
Do the subscription. I'm telling you, that's the best way to go.
I'm gonna talk about more of this about the next couple of days, guys. Yep. This stuff is good stuff.
It's really good. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, "I've got something I want to show you." I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Democrat open borders plan to entrench single party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world, enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
Yes, our tax dollars are paying for all of it. This invasion is a takeover, a part of destroying America. That's what it's all about. I saw that on X and I said, I have to share this. And actually, Elon Musk, he posted it out there. He reshared it. And it's like, this is exactly what it is. Remember, I've talked about it multiple times. The reason why they're wanting all the illegals to come into the country and why all of us are saying, oh, they're bringing them in to vote, They don't need them to vote. They just need the bodies there so they can count in the census report. And then they can add more electoral college votes. That's what it is. Since they can't get rid of the electoral college vote, they said, well, how can we manipulate it? The Democrats are so conniving. They're so manipulative. They're bringing in all these people just so they can count for the census report so it'll help them out in the electoral college. You understand what I'm telling you? This is how they get more. These people are very vindictive. They're hateful to all levels. Let me share another one with you that I want to. This is what Jesse Waters talking about, the illegal immigrants as well. And I do like Jesse Waters on Fox News. He's like the only one that I really tune in to watch at all, for the most part. Just to be honest with you. Listen to what Jesse Waters is saying about the current situation on the border.
Venezuelan migrant laid out the scam. Break in, drop a baby, and be a welfare king.
To all those women that find themselves pregnant and are in Latin America, please come have your baby in the United States. And if you get married, you'll get more back in taxes. And, well, if you have 5 or 6 children, can you imagine? My daughter is American and she gave me citizenship. She pays our rent. She pays our bills. She gives us $1,500 a month since she was born. I have 6 months in the USA and I have everything you don't have. Citizenship, residency, a good car, and a good apartment.
Now, when American women get pregnant, the government helps them stay single, work, and have an abortion. When a migrant gets pregnant, the government helps them cross the border, have the baby, get married, don't work, and put their hand out. Primetime producers crunched the numbers. A migrant family of 4 in New York could get over $20,000 a month in freebies. $500 a night at a hotel, $130 a day for food, and having 2 kids in public school costs us $5,000 a month. We didn't even tack on Mayor Adams' $1,000 cash gift cards, the free health care at the ER, or the free phones and free lawyers, or the $400,000 in free college tuition per dreamer. Meanwhile, taxpayers with jobs in New York pay thousands to live in a closet.
Spend thousands to live in a closet.
I mean, well,
thousands a month to live in a closet, and all these illegals get everything handed to them.
If I was getting all that, I'd be doing videos saying, come to America too, right? He's not even saying escape asylum. You have it so, it's so bad there. Your life is in jeopardy. Come here. No, he's saying, you know what? Come live off the government in America. That's what they're saying.
Yes. Come live off the government.
Come live off of the taxpayers that
they're
going to
pay
here.
For everything.
Crazy. This
and
is so irritating.
And if you have more than one kid, you know what? It's the same thing that they used to tell the black female in the hood, in the ghetto, the project. Have children. The government will pay you more, but you cannot have a father figure, a male in the household with you. Because we don't want these black babies to grow up with a mother and a father. Just a mother, because they know what happens to society, to a group of people, if they don't have that family unit. And it was a conniving agenda that the Democrats did, the same Democrat KKK party that want to destroy the black community. And a whole bunch of black people still can't figure it out today. Which is really mind-blowing to me. It's mind-blowing. So we have all of these illegals coming into the country and they're killing Americans, and the government, state media, they're completely silent on it. They don't say anything. Well, listen to what happened in L.A. Because L.A., the crime is through the roof in L.A. The illegals have just basically taken over the city. I don't even know why his position is even valid. Is his position even valid? He's one of the police chiefs. I don't even know why he needs to be there, because the burglary that's happening in L.A. is happening in these rich neighborhoods. And I guess that's the only reason why he's even talking about it now.
Right.
Because it's happening in the rich neighborhoods. Because as long as it happened in the hood, the projects, the ghettos, hey, that's normal to happen there.
I thought they were sending their best people. Well, I thought they weren't causing any crime.
They're not sending over the rapists. They're not sending over the murders. They're not sending over the thieves, the thugs, right? They're not sending them. They're sending innocent human beings.
We have a significant increase in burglaries from organized groups that are outside this country, that are coming into the country, and they are targeting high-end residents. And we are addressing that specifically in a task force fashion through multi-agencies.
Lots of these break-ins have been recorded by security cameras in recent years. Detectives tell me many tourist burglars who've been arrested often entered the U.S. through a visa waiver program. Many were visiting from Chile and other South American countries. The LAPD says there have been more than 900 residential burglaries across the city since January. Some of those committed by the tourist burglars, who often target luxury homes in the foothills. And some of them may be using new technology to interfere with home security. Just last week, the LAPD's Wilshire station sent out this alert that Wi-Fi jammers had been used to block camera and alarm signals during some recent break-ins.
Some sort of device by burglars that actually deaden, kill, or stop Wi-Fi from operating.
The immediate fix for these home alarm systems is to hardwire them. Where you plug those systems directly into your Ethernet in the wall and not use your Wi-Fi internally.
Choi says he's not sure if the tourist burglars have been using these devices, but the I-team has learned jammers and drones have been found by officers in Beverly Hills and other nearby cities. Last year, burglars were caught staking out homes in Orange County while wearing a camouflage suit like this, similar to ghillie suits worn by military snipers. And it's not just a California story. Police in Scottsdale, Arizona, announced today the arrests of a trio of suspected residential burglars, all in the U.S. on the visa waiver program and suspected of being part of a wide-ranging criminal organization.
These are Chilean burglary crews that are coming to the United States on the visa waiver.
So they're like coming in because of Joe Biden's policies. They're coming in on a visa waiver and then they overstay the visa and they're robbing the American people. And the police are talking about it. And this is California we're talking about. So they probably apprehend them. And then within 24 to 48 hours, they're probably let back out onto the street. California has a cashless bail too, right? If I'm not mistaken, California has a cashless bail. So they're not going to charge them any bail or anything like that. And just, you know what? Just don't do it again. Or if you do it, don't get caught next time.
But hey, the Supreme Court did rule today, Will, that Texas police can arrest migrants suspected of illegally crossing the border and send them back. So if they got a hand to these people, they could deport them here in Texas. So hopefully they don't pull this crap here.
So you know they're going to say that's racist, right? They're going to say it's racist that because they're saying that they're going to target indigenous people.
It's going to make them feel less safe.
They're going to make them feel less safe.
It's going to dehumanize them.
Yeah, so let's think about that. They're going to feel less safe after breaking into our country, coming in illegally, but now they're going to feel less safe. They shouldn't feel safe at all.
Well, they're making Americans feel less safe.
They broke the law. What about the American people feeling safe?
I mean, they're literally staking out houses and camouflaging themselves so they can go rob their houses. What?
Yeah, Gamma Val on Rumble says, and Arizona now too, not just California. Gamma said something earlier about the...
Carrie Lake was talking about it.
Gamma, am I saying that right? Gamma Val?
I'm not over there, so I don't know.
It's on Rumble.
Sorry if it's not. Will's bad with names.
I'm terrible with names. So she said that where'd it go? It was an awesome comment about the Pamper with Grace.
Uh-huh.
You know, talking about how it's helping with the mental, you know,
it's helping
stability.
Her?
No, she said, don't give it to Joe until after the election.
We're not giving it to Joe, period.
And I said, I don't think it would help Joe, you know, longer than a day. Nothing would help Joe longer than a day. Mm-hmm. You know, had they hopped him up on those on something for the State of the Union. And then following that, he was right back to, I don't know where I am. Did you see the video where Joe Biden is directing him to go one way? And then he completely just, without a second going by, completely forgot.
She's really been his handler lately. If you look at a lot.
He still went the wrong way. He still followed the crowd. He followed everybody else like he was one of them.
I'm
and she said,
you
need to go over here,
she's
Joe.
She's been really, really with him, almost by his side everywhere, guiding him. So that's another indication something's wrong.
Something is truly wrong. That's why they call her Dr. Jill, because she's Joe Biden's personal doctor, physician. And she's there to hold his hand every step of the way. This is really, truly an embarrassment, not only to the country, but just to the office alone. They would rather have someone like Joe in that position that has lost his mind than allow President Trump to come back in and fix all of this. Now, President Trump, he's just a man, but God will put people in certain positions to do the right thing. You understand that? You understand? He puts people in the right position for the right time. And President Trump is that person. And the Democrats, they're doing everything they can to fight it. Everything. All right, everybody. That's my cue. I hear the music. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson's coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that fire show. God bless everybody. Thank you so much. We'll be here tomorrow. See you tomorrow. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Reveal Realty is the only real America first company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Reveal Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.